Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. It's time now for Light for the Pathway with W.A. Thompson.
Once again, we greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus, and I come before you today with another time of asking that you shall give thanks to the Lord always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, after all, what is the end of man? Is that man should glorify God and enjoy God forever? And if you are not enjoying Him now, then you are missing out on a great opportunity, because these are days that the Lord has given to us to know Him and to learn of His power and of the joy of walking with Him. In the book of Ephesians 5:20, the Scriptures tell us, after having said this matter in verse 19, Ephesians 5:19, and speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. So you're going to be talking to yourself about something. That's a fact. Something is going to be going on in your head. You know, I told you the story of a man who drove down a highway one evening, and it was out in one of these rural country areas, and he had a flat tire that night, and it was raining, and he saw a farmhouse in the distance, and he walked along the way. He was thinking to himself, it's cold, it's late, who would want to get up and help me? That farmer's not going to want to help me, and maybe he will, but I'll go ahead. And he kept on walking, kept on talking as he walked. And finally, he arrived at the house and knocked on the door. And when the door was open, the man had so convinced himself that he said, "You can keep your old jack. I didn't need it anyway." And the man had just opened the door. "Who is it? You know who this is. You know what I need." And walked away. Now, you can talk to yourself about things like that. Now, you may not have had that kind of episode where you had have spoken things like that. But there have been people that you've unloaded on with hard words and harsh reactions and responses, and they haven't done a thing to you, and they don't understand what's going on. But there is something going on the inside that they haven't told you about. All you do, you get a chance to see what's happening. And so you will need to be careful on what you say to yourself. When you see a Christian bounding through life, rejoicing in the Lord, what do you suppose they're thinking about? Do you think they're thinking about how much pain they have known and how many sorrows they are in, how many battles they're fighting? No, they're focusing on the Lord. And one of the ways that you can do that is to be giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, how is it that you should be speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord? You know, this is probably one verse, one passage of Scripture. When I read this and state what I believe it teaches, this is one that angers people more than anything I've ever seen. Why are you so angry when I tell you that the Lord would have you to give thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ? And he'll say, "Now the Lord doesn't intend for me to thank him for this." Well, maybe he says all things except that. I don't read that in the Bible. I see the Lord wants us to have a thankful heart. And the way that you can do that, speak to yourself in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for the Word of God and the instructions we have. We ask for power again to live this life. And Father, those sayings that seem to be so hard for us, help us to die unto our flesh and to live unto the Lord and to do our work as unto the Lord by the Spirit of God. In Jesus' name and for His sake we pray. Amen. Let's again continue in the book of Genesis. And we were looking in the book of Genesis in chapter 26. And we saw again how that things went for Isaac after he had so faithfully labored to make things right for himself and for his family. And that when he did do this, troubles came. In verse 19 of Genesis 26, Isaac had digged a well in the valley and there found springing water, a well springing up of water. And the herdmen of Gerar did strive with Isaac's herdmen, saying, "The water is ours." And he called the name of the well Esek, because they strove with him. So the Lord tells us that out of that striving, he records for us, out of that arguing, out of that attitude that had existed, there comes a name. There comes a certain atmosphere, a certain relationship between these people. And verse 21, now you would think now they had, the ones who had dug the well, the Lord tells us that Isaac dug the well in the valley. Now, the one who dug the well in the valley, you would think would own the well if he owned the property. But that wasn't the case. There were those who waited for someone to work hard and to finish the job. And then, as Satan does, he wants to move in and take hold of it. As I mentioned before, you give your life to Christ, you start living for the Lord, your life starts counting for the Lord, and the Lord is glorified in your life. You get peace, your family gets straightened out because you're obeying the Lord, your life is straightened out. I've heard some say, well, I got myself together, and then, no, you can't get yourself together. That's why you're in the mess you're in. You tried to keep yourself together or get yourself together. What you need to do is turn your life over to the Lord. Turn your life over to Christ. Turn your life over to him and let him fix the problems. Let him build the life. See, he's made you into a new creation as a Christian and made you into a new creation into a Christian, born you again and born you anew. Now, why in the world do you think that you can keep things going? And then after he has worked and by his grace made you, do you think you should turn your life over to something else or someone else? Well, many people do. And the herdmen of Gerar did strive with Isaac's herdmen, saying, "The water is ours." And so this well that had been digged, the work had been done, and now the benefits are being reaped, and long comes the devil's crowd. "This is ours." Verse 21. And they digged another well. Okay? So he is saying, let me just move away. Let me get away from this place. And I don't need to argue with you. We can dig another well. And you have that one, we'll do this one. They digged another well and strove for that also. So the devil's crowd is never satisfied. You can give and give and give and give, and they still will ask for more. They said, "The water is ours." The well was dug by Isaac's servants, yet these lay hold of it. And see, what they were doing was they were saying, "This ground is ours. This property is ours. It's on our borders." Well, they didn't dig the well by snapping their fingers. And certainly, these people saw them digging the well. Certainly, they saw them laboring at this task. Could have come up and said, "What are you doing?" "We're digging a well." "Well, why are you digging a well on our property?" "Well, this is not your property." "Oh, yes, it is. See, here in the deeds, this is what it says." "Okay, I'm sorry. You can have this. We'll move." But they didn't do it that way. They waited until the well was dug, and then they come along and say, "This is ours. We want it too." You see, the devil is a dirty fighter. The devil is greedy. He's a liar. He's a usurper. As we mentioned, an interloper. He is the ruler of darkness. And so Isaac now has to name this well Esek, meaning contention. You know, the things that are good in life are not going to be just lying there for you to go to whenever you want them. The devil goes after the soul of man. The Lord Jesus, our Savior, died for man's sins, for our sins. And men will say, or the devil using men will say, we want you for our service. And they will use smooth words, or they will use intimidation, or hostility and persecution. But the whole idea is to bring man under his dominion. He wants that which is precious and will strive after that. These wrangled and contended and disputed about this well, as even as they watched Isaac build it, Isaac and his herdmen. And again, it was not something that was done under a cover or in the night. And they are even vicious, evil people. Because the well now is named Sitna, which means hatred. It was something that moved them on to maliciousness, working vile and in such a harsh way with these. Remember, it started out with envy. And when envy is not checked, you don't control envy. There is no manageable level of harboring a vile spirit and attitude. You think you can keep it at a distance and you're in charge with it, and that you can say, well, I have this lust under control. Why do you suppose that there are people who are having lust in their hearts, and you find many times on the reports that someone has committed a serial killer has gone about our nation killing people, and they find out that the man kept pornography in his house, or a child molester. These started off thinking they could keep their sin in check. Or when you find someone who goes on a killing spree because of his anger, they were angry at one person, and they thought they could keep their anger toward one person all right, but then they started snapping at the family. They snapped at the ones whom they said they love and were trying to protect. Why is that? Because sin rots the entire vessel. You can't keep it in check. I think of a man several years ago, lost a lot of money in stocks, and went on a killing spree, killing the people that he worked with. Then there are those who will go on such a spree, killing those that they work with, killing their own family. You can't keep sin in check. Only the blood of Christ cleanses sin, takes it away. The Lord removes sin. And the Lord is the one who gives us victory. So if you've got that in your heart and you know you're envious of someone, or you know you're letting lust rule in your life, or you know that there is anger and you know there's vengeance lurking, and you're not confessing and forsaking the sin, you're a candidate for having these things happen. And you say, I've named the name of Christ, but are you trusting him with that in your life? Father, we ask for thy help again today. We pray that thy Spirit will speak to many. We'll be careful to give thee the glory for Jesus' sake. Amen. Join us again for another program of Light for the Pathway. I'm Willie Thompson in Greenville, South Carolina.